Well, how about them apples? Here we are. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are your radio pals. The phone number here, if you'd like to talk to one of your radio pals, is 749-1444. Again, those digits, 749-1444. Now, in case you've never heard of us, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
We're a couple of wily old radio veterans from the golden age of radio. We go way back, don't we, Rob?
Yeah, at least a few years.
We've been in radio for decades and decades and decades, and a few years ago, we brought our talents to Cincinnati. We were working right here at 88.3 FM, the bottom of your dial. Late at night, we were like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, something like that. After a while, we were on at midnight, but that was still pretty damn late. Now it's 10 o'clock, the sun just went down, and you got Chris and Rob on Tuesday night for the rest of your life. So check it out. If you've never heard of us, that's who we are, and if you have heard of us, sit back, relax, kick up your feet, and pop open a cold one. We're going to entertain you all night long, or at least until midnight. At midnight, the jazz show is supposed to be here. We'll see if anyone informed them of the recent time change. Now, let's get right into the meat of the matter here, Robbie. What are we going to do first on tonight's big show?
I've seen a million faces, and I've rocked them all.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
You always wanted to say that on the radio.
I just wanted to say that.
We're going to talk to Dean. Now, Dean is a young man from Westchester, Ohio. Isn't that true, Dean?
Yes.
You're how old?
I'm 19.
No, you are a young guy.
Yeah.
You probably look like a troublemaker, don't you?
Sometimes my thuggish appearance happens to scare away the older folks in the neighborhood.
Well, evidently, Dean, you got into a little bit of trouble the other night, and you called in to tell us about it.
Yes, yes. Well, see, the problem is cruising home from my girlfriend's house about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, a little bit before then. I had to be at work, and get pulled over by a Union Township police officer in Butler County.
We all know that those Union Township police officers are a bitch.
Oh, you're telling me.
Those guys must have gotten beat up a lot when they were kids, and they're taking it all out on you now.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're cruising through Westchester, Ohio. You get pulled over by the Union Township police. And what were you doing wrong?
Well, according to the man, I was doing 37 and a 35.
That's a big sin.
Were you?
I might have been. My speedometer read 35.
So you were guilty, in other words?
I was guilty no matter what.
Okay.
Okay, so he pulls me over, and it was just one at this time. And then he comes over to me.
Just one what?
Just one officer.
Okay, okay.
He comes up to me, looks at me, goes on the radio, I'm going to need backup. Five rollers come cruising in.
Now, slow down a minute. Now, why in the world? You sound like a nice guy, right?
Oh, I'm a heck of a nice guy.
You're by yourself in your car, right?
Yeah.
Was there any, like, thought that you might have a weapon or something?
He didn't seem to be too afraid. I don't know. I don't have a weapon.
So why is he calling for backup if you're by yourself and you don't appear to pose any threat?
Well, he looked into my car and he saw with a cigarette wrapper, like the cellophane off the end of a cigarette package container.
Right.
And I don't even know how it got there. I don't even smoke. Well, he saw that, and that was reasonable cause or whatever to search my car. So they went through, tore it apart, piece by piece, interior body panel by interior body panel, taking the speaker out of my speaker box.
Now, wait a minute. This sounds like something. When I was in grade school, they used to say if you try to go through the Berlin Wall, they're going to look inside your hubcaps, they're going to deflate your tires to see if you're sneaking somebody across the border.
Oh, yeah.
Was it like that?
Well, deflating the tires is about where they look. They did not deflate my tires, but they had everything torn out of my car. I mean, my rugs were torn up, everything. I mean, they have like a speaker box with subwoofers in it. They took the speaker out of that and looked in there for who knows what, some form of contraband.
Did they find any contraband?
They did not find a single thing.
You told me off the air that you're not a stoner.
I am not a stoner.
A lot of people in Westchester are, but you're in the minority up there, right?
I guess so.
So why in the world did the cops tear your car apart if you didn't pose any threat? Or do you appear to be a druggie? I mean, do you have a roach clip hanging from your rearview mirror or anything?
No, I don't. My rearview mirror is free of foreign objects.
You don't drive a Camaro or Monte Carlo, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, level with us. There's got to be a reason. Cops are bad, but they're not that bad.
Well, these guys were pretty bad, man. I don't know.
This is all because you had a piece of cellophane wrapper on the floor of your car?
Piece of cellophane wrapper on the floor of my car. Somebody must have told them something because I have expired tags, and they didn't even say a word about them.
Dean, I've been pulled over in Union Township for expired tags before. And it took six of them that night, too.
Oh, really?
So anyhow, so how do you feel about all this?
I feel abused.
Why is that? I mean, the police officers are just doing their job. It's their job to look out for contraband and for young punks like yourself who might be causing trouble. And were they following police procedure in the search and seizure? Not the seizure, but the search of your vehicle?
In my honest opinion, no.
So when the whole ordeal was over, did you complain or file a lawsuit? Have you called your lawyer or what?
No, I tried to keep myself on a down low type of thing. I didn't want to make waves, I guess.
Were you shoved in the back of the police car or
handcuffed?
You're handcuffed.
I was handcuffed and taken. There was like four or five cars. I was taken to the last car, farthest from my own. While they were tearing it apart, there was an officer standing there watching me with his hand on his gun.
Were you scared?
Oh, very. Well, I wasn't so much scared as I was worried about my car being damaged.
And of course, after they took all the body panels off and removed the speakers from the speaker box, they put it all back in tip-top shape, better than it was before, right?
Oh, yeah, right. I wish. They left it out. I mean, they left stuff out in the middle of the road, and they were like, and then the kicker was, "We'll get you next time," is what they said when they took off.
You mean they didn't just say you're free to go? They said, "Catch you later."
We'll get you next time, yeah.
Dean, why are they out to get you? I mean, you're not a druggie. You haven't committed any crimes, right?
Nope.
You're leveling with us, right?
Leveling with
you. You didn't rape your girlfriend, anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
You haven't sold any drugs to any elementary school kids?
No.
So what's the deal?
That's what I'd like to know.
If anyone in Radioland knows what the deal is, give us a call at 961-8900. We're only going to talk to Dean another couple minutes. 961-8900. If you know what the deal is with Dean, or if you want to call into the show when we're done with Dean, the phone number is 749-1444.
Dean, has anything like this ever happened to you before?
I have been pulled over for speeding before, but never like this.
Has it ever happened to any of your friends? I mean, is this a common occurrence with young people in Westchester?
I had a friend of mine, he got pulled over, like, a few weeks back, actually. He wasn't even doing anything wrong. The cops said he didn't have his seatbelt on. He probably didn't, though, because he doesn't wear a seatbelt. But he searched his car, or truck, actually. The only reason why they searched his truck was because he had a Grateful Dead sticker in the back window of his car.
Hey, that's a tip-off if I ever saw one.
That's what I'm thinking.
Dean, you didn't take your complaints to the chief of police or your councilman or anything?
No, because I figured that if they were going to just sit there and search my car like that and show no respect towards me or my vehicle, that they wouldn't listen to me anyway.
Did you tell your folks about this, Dean?
No, I did not, for fear of my parents just going nuts on me for speeding.
Oh, really? So you're going 2 miles over the speed limit?
Yeah, I most likely was. I mean, I looked down. I thought I was doing 35, but...
Well, are drugs a big problem in Westchester?
I do see some problems sometimes.
Are drugs such a problem in Westchester that we need to shred the Constitution to make people feel guilty and make them prove themselves innocent? Are they that bad of a problem in Westchester, Dean?
No, they are not. I don't see a big problem at all.
Well, Dean, we sure appreciate you coming on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show and sharing your story with us.
All right.
Talk to you soon, Dean.
All right, talk to you later.
Good luck!
Yeah.
If you'd like to call into the Chris and Rob program, the phone number here is 749-1444. And as we speak, the Chris and Rob writing staff, you know, we've got a staff of writers, just like Conan O'Brien and David Letterman do. We've got a staff of writers ourselves. And they're busy in the back room scribbling away a little radio drama based on Dean's ordeal. Are the writers done yet?
Well, yeah, if the actors can kind of wing it.
I think the actors can wing it. A little radio drama brought to you by the Chris and Rob, a late night talk show based on Dean's ordeal. Call Dean back and tell him we're going to do this. I want him to hear it. All right?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Well, we got to assign, you know, the Chris and Rob director of thespianism needs to assign parts.
Want me to be the announcer here?
You can be the announcer.
And then you're going to be the cop?
Should
Big Jim will be the dean?
You want to be dean?
Okay.
Okay, then we'll go improv crazy at the end.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris and Rob and the Chris and Rob Radio Dramatical Society present to you Pigs. That's P-I-G-S, a realistic look at the thin blue line between society and chaos. It's Pigs, this week's episode, The Troublemaking Lover Boy.
Hi, officer, what's wrong?
Oh, don't you pretend with me, you snotty little punk. Where are you coming from?
My girlfriend's house.
Ooh, a lover boy, eh? Mr. Romeo Stud Boy. Just rubbing me face in it since I haven't had sex in 19 years. I'll show you, smart guy. I need a backup here. I've got a smart aleck Westchester sex fiend. I'll need five or six cops for backup.
Oh, quit hitting me.
Oh, what's the problem, officer?
Whoa, you've got a cigarette wrapper on your floorboard. I'll have to take your car apart looking for drugs.
This has been another live episode of Live Police Action in Action with Pigs. That's P-I-G-S, your live police action program, right here on WAIF. We're back on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. How about that little radio drama? Did you like that?
What song is that?
That was Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures.
Ventures, okay.
You like that?
Yeah, it's a good song.
Hello, Jeff from Northside. You called 749-1444. Have you ever been arrested?
Oh, yes, I have.
Have you deserved it, Jeff?
Let me tell you about it.
Lay it on us, brother.
Basically, in the mid-80s, I was in the Coast Guard, and we were doing drug interdiction, and when I was down there, we never seized 1 ounce of cocaine because I had standing orders not to board any boat over 300 feet in length, which where was all the cocaine was stashed.
Oh, really?
And, also, before I was in the Coast Guard, I did 2 years on active duty in Special Forces.
Now, where were you exactly assigned? Miami, Florida, or where were you?
I was on the United States Coast Guard Cutter Steadfast, WMEC 623. I was a quartermaster.
Roger that. Where did what waters did it patrol?
Basically, we spent 240 days out of the year. Our home port was St. Pete, Florida, and we were down in the choke points of the Caribbean. And, George Bush was then the head of Reagan's task force against drugs before he assumed the presidency. And he came to our ship one New Year's Day and shook every crew member's hand and said, "We're winning the war against drugs thanks to you boys being out here on the front lines." You know?
And that made you feel good, didn't it, Jeff?
Oh, I felt wonderful. I said, "Oh, here's George Bush, a former director of the CIA, shaking my hand, saying thank you for being out here sacrificing." And we weren't seizing 1 ounce of cocaine, you know? And I look back now and it really troubles me because now, if you do a little bit of investigative journalism, which is severely lacking in our society and culture because of the right wing that's taken over everything in this country, if you look at the Kerry report, Senator Kerry was doing an investigation at this time, and we can see that the Contras and the CIA were involved in drug smuggling during that period, and it's all part of the congressional record, you know? And now we're learning the truth that the CIA was smuggling cocaine into our country to fund the Contras because Congress had shut off funds to them with the Boland Amendment. And there I was in the Coast Guard, you know, spending 230 days out of the year, and George Bush is shaking my hand saying, "We're winning the war against drugs." And I went to school in St. Pete, Florida. I went to high school. And we'd do a four-week patrol, and I'd come back, and all my buddies are getting high on coke, you know. They're like, "Jeff, what are you doing out there? There's coke everywhere." I said, "Well, we're not busting anybody with coke. Only people we're busting are the little guys with marijuana, you know." And it just really pisses me off. The whole thing is a farce. It's a joke. And I think there's more to it than just the money aspect. And
well, Jeff, what's the whole point of shaking down a 19-year-old kid in Westchester for finding a cigarette wrapper on his floor? And he told us he's not one of those stoner guys, and I take it that he probably isn't.
Well, let me tell you, there's a wonderful quote. It's called, "Those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it." It's by the American author and philosopher George Santayana. And what's happening in our country right now is our constitutional rights are being eroded one piece at a time. And today was a classic day. You know, they were talking about flag burning, and they're going to institute this new law that anyone that burns the flag will go to jail, so that we can let the serial rapists and the murderers out, so that we can lock up all the flag burners and nonviolent drug offenders.
Jeff, what have you done time for?
Well, I haven't done time, thank God, but the cops have my name. They set me up in a drug sting. I don't do drugs. My girlfriend was addicted to crack, and they knew that. And I speak out often on the big one, 700 WLW. I've got a reputation there. And, you know, they label me a left-wing lunatic.
You're bragging, Jeff?
Yeah, that doesn't carry any weight with us.
Well, they
this the is night, the big time.
The this is the show right here. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and don't you forget it.
This is
the only show that tells the truth.
We need more than this, you know.
You're not going to hear the truth on any other radio station in town except for WAIF.
Well, when
you know why? You know why? You want to know why?
Why?
There's no corporate underwriting here. There's no advertising. There's nobody sitting here telling us to say, sure good biscuits sure are good, ain't they?
You know what's great? Is there's no 15-second delay. So that when you speak the truth and Mike McConnell and Bill Cunningham don't want to hear the truth, they cut you out. You know?
They're afraid of the truth.
And this is great because I can hear, in one ear, I can hear my voice on the radio and I can hear my voice in the other ear on the speaker here.
Doesn't take much to entertain you, does it?
Well, it's great. You know, we need more of this because there is a lot of craziness happening in our country right now and it alarms me. And, you know, the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States is gone. I was just
Wait, which
recently,
one was that?
I was recently pulled over in Covington, Kentucky. I was sitting in a parking lot waiting on a friend. Cop came up, shined a flashlight in my face, and said, do you have a weapon on you? And I said, no, officer, I don't have a weapon on me. I said, what's the problem? He says, I need you out of your vehicle. We need to search it. I need to check you for a weapon. And I said, well, officer, what have I done wrong? What's the problem? Out of the vehicle. I need to search you. I said, fine. I cooperated with him. I said, look, I was in the military for 6 years. I have no problem with the police. You know, I'm not going to do anything. He pats me down. He says, I need to search your vehicle. I said, what for? He says, for drugs. I suspect you of being involved in some sort of narcotics transaction. I said, what gives you that idea? He says, well, I just can look at you and tell. I said, what are you talking about?
Why?
I have short hair. What? I'm not a hippie. What? I'm not a young black man. What makes you think that I'm involved? He says, I need to search your vehicle. Well, with that, I pulled my attorney's card out of my wallet. And I said, officer, my lawyer has told me on the back. My lawyer has this nice little statement written. He says, my lawyer has told me not to talk to anyone about my case, to not answer questions, to not reply to accusations. Call my lawyer if you want to ask me questions, search me or my property, do any tests, do any lineups, or any other ID procedures. I do not agree to any of these things without my lawyer present, and I do not want to waive any of my constitutional rights.
Is Ken Lawson your lawyer?
Yeah, you know what? No, he's not. Lawson is incompetent. W. Robert Lotz is the attorney across the river who's very competent, and Kathy Adams in Cincinnati is a wonderful attorney for anybody that's in trouble. And this incident, Mr. Lotz had it dismissed thrown out of court. It cost me $1,200 for something I didn't do. But this is serious, man. I read this rights to him, and he says, what do you want me to do? You want me to get a search warrant, you know, and called me an expletive name. I said, officer, I don't want you to get a search. Just call my lawyer. I just want my lawyer present if you conduct a search to make sure that you're not violating the law and I'm not violating the law. He says, I don't have a phone, and he had a cell phone in his car, and I don't have time for this. Now, you're going to let me call, aren't you? And I said, no, I'm not. I said, I believe in the Constitution of the United States. I gave 6 years to defend it. You took an oath to defend the Constitution, and what you're doing now is violating my constitutional rights. So with that, he says, okay, I'm calling in the drug dog. I said, fine, do whatever you have to do.
Woof, woof.
You know, they brought in the drug dog. The handler takes the drug dog around my van two times, stops at the driver's side door. The handler gives the dog the old head sign. The dog gives the Nazi Sieg Heil. He raises his right paw like all the mindless moron Nazis.
That's one smart dog.
You know, yeah. He says, I got you now.
The dog said that?
No, that's what the cop says. I got you now. The dogs never lie. You know, puts me in handcuffs. They tear my van apart for 45 minutes, ripped it apart, didn't find one thing. tows my van off, takes me to jail, arrests me for public intoxication. He said I smelled like I smoked marijuana. Pupils were dilated, slurring my speech, which was all a crock. I haven't smoked marijuana in over a year, and I'm not going to smoke marijuana, and he knows that. And he tows my van off, takes me to jail. You know, cost me $80 to get out of jail. The next day, I didn't have the money to get my van out of the impound lot. In my van, I had about 20 pages of research of a paper that I was writing for Everybody's News. It was a book review called Marijuana Myth, Marijuana Fact. And I was assigned that by Randy Katz, who's since been fired, and I, you know, who knows why.
All right, let's not go off on any tangents, Jeff.
What?
No tangents. Okay. You've been on long enough. Don't
Rob,
go off.
I think you spoke a little too late.
Don't go on no Randy Katz, everybody knows tangents.
They took all my research that I spent hours. The cop, when he was going through my van, read it, and in my paper I said that, you know, we need to consider legalizing marijuana. And, you know, taxing the hell out of it. It'll be the perfect replacement for the tobacco crop now that all this is heating. He grabs my paper and shakes it at me like, this is why I'm doing this, you know. This right here, you subversive communist, you know.
He called you subversive.
Yeah, and he told me? He says,
what?
Guess what? I was at G. Gordon Liddy the night before. I shook his hand. He's a great American. This is the cop told me.
He's a felon.
That's what I know. That's what I said. So then I go and get my van out. I didn't have the money Friday. Remember, they had the drug dog in my van Thursday night. Didn't find anything.
Did he shed?
Friday, I didn't have the money. So Saturday, I went to the impound lot, paid another $80 to get my van out.
That's a big hammer.
All my paperwork is confiscated, you know. The Fourth Amendment guarantees us the right to have freedom to keep our papers. You know, they took all my paperwork. So then I took the van home. I said to my girlfriend, I said, you know what? I'm going to search my van because I bet you these corrupt, I mean, I don't want to say this on the radio, but I bet you they planted something in my van. I tore my van apart like I used to tear boats apart in the Coast Guard.
Uh-huh.
And guess what I found?
Dog hair everywhere.
No, I found a big, fat, half a marijuana joint that was planted behind the driver's side seat in the wall. I pulled it out and it rolled right out into the middle of the floor. This is what's happening in America right now. And watch, for me saying this on the radio, if I said it on the big one, they wouldn't put it on. But, you know, it'll get back to the fascists that are, you know, have the secret society here, and they're going to come arrest me for speaking out, exercising my First Amendment
rights.
Well,
Jeff, you're like a fire alarm in the night, and we sure appreciate you chiming in on the Chris and Rob late night talk show. If you'd like to try to follow Jeff, a hard act to follow, 749-1444.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Together we are your radio pals.
On the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
On WAIF in Cincinnati. Walking all over each other.
I wanted to make sure we got Late Night Talk Show portion in.
We got WAIF in there too. We said it all. We're not just broadcasting to the listeners. We're also broadcasting to the books. Because the books are big now.
The books are very important.
That Jeff from Northside raised a lot of good points, didn't he?
They kind of all just smooshed together, and I think I agree with 95% of what he said, but I don't know what happened.
Do you think he's Looney Tunes?
No, I don't think he's Looney Tunes. I think he's been pushed around by the man too much.
Don't you think that getting pushed around by the man could drive a man crazy?
Well, you know what I think it is? I think these cops start out, some of them are power trippers, some of them are out to do good. But then the deal is, when you're a police officer, every day of your life, you're dealing with the dregs of society. You're dealing with idiots and losers and jerks.
Not if you're a police officer in Hyde Park or Indian Hill. You know,
Park jerks are the worst kind of. You're such a stinking snob, Chris, Mr. Hyde Park. I don't want to remind everybody you live in Norwood. You don't live in Hyde Park. You're always Hyde Park this and Hyde Park that.
I said, how'd you like to be a police officer in Hyde Park or Indian Hill?
Oh, it would be such a pleasure to serve the fine citizens of Hyde Park. Oh, that would just give me such great joy to serve the wonderful people who live in Hyde Park. You disgust me.
The point is that the dregs they have in Hyde Park is a different breed of dreg than the kind they have, say, downtown or, you know, in some of the more ghetto-type areas of town.
No, dude, listen.
And you might not get shot as readily. You might not get spit on as readily. Of course, these guys are doing drugs up there, too, but they're just a different kind of drug.
Domestic violence and drug abuse permeates every walk of life.
That's true.
What makes you think that Hyde Park people are immune to it?
I'm just saying in Hyde Park, they're not going to shoot you.
You think that if you come on the radio on 88.3 FM WAIF, what radio is meant to be, and suck up to Hyde Park, that they're going to show you their secret Hyde Park handshake. You'll get to go to all the really cool Hyde Park places, and you'll get to meet some cute Hyde Park girl with a nice little button nose. Ooh, well, let me tell you something. It's not going to happen. You can take the boy out of Green Hills, but you can't take Green Hills out of the boys. And don't get above your raisin. Everybody knows where you're from. It shows in that gait you have. It shows in the accent that spills out over every time you open your mouth. So don't think about sucking up to Hyde Park constantly. It's not going to happen.
We are Chris and Rob. The phone number is 749-1444. Calling all the way from Coleraine, where they don't have any crime, is Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
What kind of crime do they have in Coleraine, if any?
They had that guy who was interviewing women at his house and giving them a date rape drug.
Oh, yeah, they had that.
Yeah, they had that guy like that up here, but I just wanted to call and tell you guys, you are the last bastion of freedom on the airwaves in Cincinnati.
What, is this the Stroke Chris and Rob show? We don't want to talk about how great we are.
Hey,
we want to talk
I'm
about the issues.
That.
Dave, we want to talk about the issues. Have you ever been hassled by the man?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about it.
Oh, I had a guy pull out in front of me one time, and the cop pulled me over and told me that I was borderline reckless.
Were you, Dave?
No.
Were you bending down to pick up a new Elton John cassette and you didn't notice as you drifted through the red light?
No, somebody pulled out in front of me, and I didn't slow down for him.
Well, you're allowed to slow down. Just because they're in the wrong, that doesn't preclude you from using your brake pedal.
Well, I figured, you know, hey, they're in my corner, so...
And you're looking for a little insurance money to get that Nova rebuilt.
Well, I got kind of a better story than that. I had one of the Butler County's finest come out one time when I was shooting at a relative's house.
What were you shooting?
AK-47.
Whoa! Dude! That's not just a firecracker, dude.
Yeah, he come out there... said that somebody was firing a he had a report that somebody was firing an automatic weapon, which the one that I had was not automatic.
It was still an AK, my friend.
He
you know what
know
I'm
the
saying?
Difference.
That's a pretty big cannon.
Nah. That's little stuff.
It's still, man, it's still the gun they talk about in all the rap songs.
Well, see, the thing of it is that it's absolutely inaccurate.
That's not the point. The point is it can hurt someone.
Well, as long as you're taking care of your business and, you know, not indiscriminately firing your...
Well, was it a noise complaint or what kind of complaint was it?
No, they said that it was a automatic weapon.
You didn't shoot somebody's dog, did you?
No. I was actually shooting a tree stump about 300 yards out.
What are you shooting the tree stump for? A tree stump ain't hurting you.
Well, because, see, like, it's an inanimate object, so it's not against the law.
I guess, but it's still... You know, tree stumps are cool.
I'm not a tree hugger, so it's...
You don't get drunk and shoot that thing off in the middle of the night, do you?
No.
Okay, good. Stay out of trouble, Dave.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
That was Dave on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is 749-1444.
It's kind of like Simon Lee's, but without the blow-up doll. Shamblin' in left field. Every Thursday night, midnight to 2 a.m., Yowza, that's intro infotainment.
You know, I listened to him once.
Thursday night, midnight to 2 a.m.
He's funny.
For Shamblin' in left field.
He says some funny things, you know. And he's got this guy. He's like a wacky sidekick. He doesn't have a co-host like me because he doesn't have any friends. But he's got a wacky sidekick. You know what he calls him?
No.
He calls him Mr. Nugget.
The Cincinnati Drug and Poison Information Center is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to give you the information you need when an accidental poisoning occurs. Last year, over 136,000 people called the Drug and Poison Information Center. They had our number. Do you? The number is 558-5111. 558-5111.
How many people to call that number had just come from the Olive Garden?
I don't know what that means.
749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Hello, Lou.
How you doing?
Okay, how you doing, Lou?
All right.
I like the Olive Garden.
They give you a lot to eat.
I like the Olive Garden.
Never been there.
Make you sick.
Pretty good, Lou.
Where are you calling from, Lou?
Norwood.
How are things in beautiful, romantic Norwood?
They're pretty bad, actually.
Why's that?
Well, I heard somebody there. Who lives in Norwood?
I do. I'm Chris. He's Rob. I'm Chris. I'm from
Norwood.
Okay,
I usually call Larry and Rick on Thursdays, talk to them. try to get their lives straightened out, but that doesn't seem to be working very well.
Right on.
They're Democrats. Got to work on them.
Well, it doesn't, you know, it's not so much about party affiliation. There is no difference between Democrat and Republican anymore.
I know.
If there ever was, there certainly isn't now.
I like to harass them.
They're all a bunch of lying scumbags, you know?
Absolutely.
The only political party that adheres to anything close to what our founding fathers had in mind are our good friends, the Libertarians.
You're out of your mind. The Natural Law Party, Transcendental Meditation for Prisoners, they got their ideas on the right track.
So what's on your mind, Lou?
I'm thinking about going Libertarian. Oh, you guys just talking about things going on with police and things like that. We're just telling
the truth, Lou. We're just trying to keep the tri-state informed, entertained, and well-read, and we're going to do all the reading for you.
Well, good. Let me tell you what's going on in Norwood, then.
Okay.
So far, okay.
I heard the sewers are all screwed up.
Please?
The Norwood sewers are all screwed up.
Yeah, so is the water department.
And they just pick weird days out of the week, and they don't let you park on the streets.
Well, that was last year.
No, they're doing it right now over in... Yeah. Anyway,
I had a big thing with them last year about parking. You know, they've got a 16-hour parking rule violation, right? Did you know that?
No, I don't. Tell us about it.
Well, if your car is parked in one spot for longer than 16 hours, they can give you a ticket for it.
What if you're taking a really long nap?
Hey, that's what I told them. They towed two of my cars because I went out there. I saw a cop writing me a ticket. So I went out there and he explained...
Was it the old guy with the mustache?
His last name's Brown.
I don't know.
And,
you know, I've taken a Jake that lasted 16 hours.
Do what?
Nothing. Go ahead, Lou.
So anyway, last year he gave me a ticket anyway. So I called up the city department and they told me what went on and, you know, about the 16-hour rule. And so I said, fine. Yeah. I've got a couple cars across the street. Mm-hmm. I want the tires marked. You got a truck up here at, Cometco, that's got more than, four tires on it. Well, they got mad because I did that. 20 minutes later, the guy comes back, tows two of my cars.
Lou, you shouldn't rock the boat in Norwood, I guess, is the lesson from this.
Well, I rocked the boat even more than that. So what we started doing was we started traveling the streets of Norwood and calling in cars that we figured were parked for a long time. You know, I have to look and see all the bird crap on them and all that kind of stuff.
Don't be driving by my house because my car is covered with bird crap, all right?
I know, Lou. Why do you want to make things rough on other people?
Lou, you stay away from my neighborhood. I don't know which part of Norwood you're from, but whichever part that is, you stay there.
Right down from Shot.
Yeah, we don't want you anywhere near us. You got me?
So this year, it's the water department. I paid my bill. So they put a little note on my door saying, well, we're going to shut your water off if you didn't pay your bill. So I called him up. I said, well, I know I paid it. I said, I've got your note in one hand, got a canceled check in the other.
Oh, yeah.
So I read him off all the information off the back of this check, told him where he banked at.
Power to the people.
Everything else.
Oh, yeah.
He says, well, you're going to have to send it in. I said, no. Oh, he says, you have to bring it in. I said, fine. You have to pay me for 2 hours lost work. Well, we can't do that. I said, well, why not? I said, I got to take off of work, you know, to prove to you that your accounting sucks. You should pay me for it. Well, you have to mail it in. I said, fine. It's going to be 10 cents a copy, one for the front, one for the back, 3 cents for the envelope, 32 cents for the stamp.
Lou, you drive a hard bargain, you know that?
Oh, it just gets better.
What street do you live on? Because I want to make sure I never rent
Hopkins
next door to you.
Corner of Hopkins and Wood.
Well, I'm going to make sure I never live anywhere near Hopkins or Wood, because you sound like the kind of neighbor I don't want to have.
No, I'm probably the best neighbor you'll ever have.
Do you hang out at the Norwood Cafe on Montgomery Road?
No.
Okay.
I don't hang around nowhere in Norwood.
You're cool. You're not one of these Norwoodians who someday hopes to be a Hyde Parkier, do you? Those are the worst types of Norwoodians.
I used to live in Glen Estee and
places
like that.
All right, quit your bragging and get on with your story.
Oh, so anyway, they locked my water. They put a lock on my water. But I called before that. I called the mayor's office, called the police department, called the water department. Said, put a lock on my water. I'm cutting it off. I've paid my bill. Called my attorney. My attorney says, fine, let him get you for it. So, this has been going on for about 2 weeks. So, came home, water's turned off. I already made all the tools at work to get into the water box and turn it back on. It's about 3.5 feet deep. Turn it back on, so the next day they call up. Well, the bank lost your check, so we'll have somebody come out and turn it. It's their fault, okay? They finally admitted after 2 weeks it was their fault, which we knew it was. But you're going to have to pay the late fees. I said, I ain't paying no late fees because you guys screwed up. And they said, well, we'll have somebody turn on your water. I said, already turned it on. So now they're threatening to get me for theft of service. I said, fine. Go ahead. I said, my attorney is waiting for you to do that because we're going to change the name of that place to Lou's Water Company. I'll own it. So that's where we're staying right now.
Power to the people, Lou. I hope you give me a job as like a water dude when you take over.
Free water for everybody, guy.
Lighter.
Maybe I can be the guy that walks by and goes, meter man. Meter man.
Guy I went to high school with does that.
Really? I always wanted to be that guy. This is the Chris and Rob late night talk show where I'm the meter man.
Do you ever go to somebody's house and just try to scare them like that? You got to go in the afternoon, like you're off work or something.
I woke up. People did that before. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob late night talk show. 749-1444. Lines are now open.
In 4 short weeks, a blind person can acquire mobility and independence at Leader Dogs for the Blind. For more information, call the Leader Dog Program at 1-888-777-5332.
Hello, Vampire. You're on the Chris and Rob Show.
Hey, what's going on, Chris and Rob?
Where'd you get a name like Vampire? Are you like a bloodsucker?
Well, let's just put it this way. The name Vampire suits my repertoire, so...
Whatever. Only the weirdest people listen to WAIF.
So, you're pasty?
You don't like garlic on your sketty?
Oh, I like spaghetti and garlic.
Okay, so what's on your mind, Mr. Vampire?
Well, all this stuff with police around the neighborhood, I don't know, they're getting hurt, they're getting shot. What's going on? I mean, we live in a sick society to where it's not even safe to walk down the street at night anymore. It's just...
I don't have a problem walking down the street at night.
I mean, just around the areas, general areas.
I live in Norwood. I got friends in Clifton. I go downtown sometimes. I don't have a problem walking around at night. I do a radio show at nighttime in Walnut Hills. Hello. I'm right here in Walnut Hills right now. Things are cool.
Hello.
Yeah, I understand that.
Ask me for my spare change sometimes, but I don't let it bother me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying.
Sometimes I even give them a quarter. If they're thin.
Well, so what are you guys going to do later on the show? You're going
to
have this...
You'll just have to stay tuned and find out, won't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is that all that's on your mind, Vampire?
Basically.
What do you do for a living besides, suck blood?
I don't suck blood. I write poetry.
Would you like to lay a little poetry on us?
They're not in reach right where I can get them right now.
A haiku? You got a haiku? They're short.
Let's see here.
Maybe you got a haiku about Chris and Rob.
I was just thinking about that. Chris and Rob are on the radio. Chris and Rob do a fine job. Chris and Rob.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Vampire. Phone lines are open, 749-1444.
That was the first haiku ever in our honor, and you called it stupid.
Isn't it a haiku like 5 syllables, then 7 syllables, and 5 syllables again? Give me a piece of paper.
I don't know. Yeah, you're not going to write a haiku.
I'm going to write a haiku real quick. Tell you what, I'm going to play a record by B.J. Thomas. Then I'm going to write a haiku, and when we get back, I'll have a haiku. This is Hooked on a Feeling. The other day, I had the song stuck in my brain. It wouldn't go away. Has that ever happened to you?
No, I never have.
That's the only reason I'm playing it.
I'm hooked on a
turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
On the radio,
Reuben.
749-1444, your radio pals. Now, if you'll notice what I just said, that was a haiku. Because it was five syllables, then seven, then five. 575, get
on
it? That's a haiku.
Here,
you're counting
seven,
on that?
749.
You're a smart guy. Rob, you're so... That Hamilton education really paid off. 749-1444 is the phone number at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, reminding you that we're going to be here till midnight from now on, every Tuesday night at 10. It's a new thing.
I
also want to let you know that we have a website.
Is this Ben?
Ben, is that Ben?
You want to go in here? Okay, hold on, Ben.
Tell Ben to hold on. I'm going to tell everyone about
our
website.
Did you have my mic on the whole time?
Yes, I sure did.
You couldn't see I'm answering the phone over here.
I did that. It
was you can't see I'm
for aesthetic
the phone
value.
Over here?
It was for aesthetic value.
I was on
value.
The phone over here.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show has a webpage. It's located at www.cincinnatlas.com. Now, if you don't have a computer, buy one. You're going to want it just to check this out. It's got a picture of me and Rob and a big chicken. If you got, you know, one of those kind of computers, you can download audio and hear stuff. Then you can hear portions of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, including our interview with Jack Nicholson from a few weeks ago. So check it out. It's all at www.cincinnatlas.com. That's like a Cincinnati Atlas. You get it. You stick them together. You get CincinnatiAtlas.com. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
We are your radio pals, taking your calls at 749-1444. Is it time to talk to... Ben's gone. What'd you scare off Ben?
I don't know. Maybe I didn't have it worked right. Try it now.
Hello, Ben. No. Ben, if you're out there, my bonehead co-host hung up on you. Where did Jim go? Jim usually answers phones for
Hey, man, I'm doing a fine job.
There we go.
You try that to turn me off.
No, I'm going to leave you on.
You waif.
That's how Rob answers the
Who's
phone.
Who's this? You want to go on the air, Fantastic Pez Man?
Oh, my God.
What do you want to talk about? I'm screening the calls right now. What do you want to talk about,
in
dude?
In case you just tuned in, this guy called Fantastic Pez Man, he calls all the shows here at WAIF. He sorts of gets on our nerves because he's got this goofy theme.
Okay, I put it
theme.
On hold and then what?
Then I hit the button over here in just a second.
I'll see if it works.
So he's got all this goofy theme music. He calls himself the Fantastic Pez Man. Hello, you're on the air.
Operating with zero mistakes.
That's obnoxious, dude. I'm not going to put you on the radio with a burp anymore.
Hi, you guys.
Did you hear what I said?
No.
I'm not going to put you on the radio anymore with that damn burp. That's not in good taste.
But I regurgitate Pez.
I don't care what the hell you do. I take a crap at night, you know that? But that don't mean I come down here and make fart noises
well,
in the microphone.
That does not make you a superhero.
No, and you regurgitating and vomiting up old Pez's doesn't make you a superhero either.
They made...
Stupid moron.
They made candy dispensers after me.
I don't care. They didn't make nothing after you. You're just a big nobody from Cincinnati.
I'm not from Cincinnati.
Where are you from?
That's for me to know.
Oh, okay. You're probably calling from the Justice League of America, aren't you?
The what?
Maybe you're calling from the big ice castle at the North Pole?
No, not quite.
No?
You know, never mind. Don't encourage people to go look at your websites, especially if they got pictures of you guys.
Right on.
I mean, how many... cheese conies you guys scarf down in a day.
As many as we can get our little mitts onto.
I see.
You got a problem, Pez?
Yeah, we like Gold Star the best, by the way.
You got a problem, Pez, man?
No, it's fine with me.
All right.
I don't have a problem with anybody.
All right.
I don't have a problem
right.
with anybody who has...
All right.
So what's on your mind tonight, Pez, man? Why'd you call?
I don't have a problem with anybody who has a layaway plant at Finley Market and McDonald's.
Did you just call because you wanted to hear your voice on the radio, or did you actually have something to say?
I can't hear my voice on the radio. Do you hear radio in the background?
All right. 749-1444 if you'd like to call into the Chris and Rob show. That's the phone number.
Unfortunately, the Pez man had a superhero thing to do. Oh, Jim, you think you can just come back and take a job back? Is that how you think it works in the real world? You think you can just get up in the middle of doing a job and go run off and take a 15, 20-minute break right in the middle of a work and then you can just come back and take a job back? You think there's not going to be somebody come and do your job quicker, more efficiently, and better than you?
This is the Chris and Rob Sunshine Power Hour. I'm Chris and he's Rob, and we'd like to send a big thank you to the big and lovely, talented Jim.
Well, thank you.
Finally made it.
That was Jim. Jim comes down here every week. He's been doing it for damn near 7 years. Comes down here, answers the phones for us, screens the calls, makes sure we don't let no fantastic Pez men on the radio. Make sure we just let on legitimate callers at 749-1444. That's Vampire. Vampire already called in. What do you want?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment how stupid Pez man is with that damn burp. I mean, my
Tell me
God.
About it. Like I said, man, you know, me and Rob, sometimes we go to the gutter for humor, but we don't, you know, be making no fart noises in the microphone. We don't be going making no burping noises, no bodily functions on the radio. You know, we only talk dirty when it's damn funny.
I mean, I understand that. I mean, this Pez man, he must have the brain cell of a grape, you know. I mean, my God, actually.
All right.
All right, thanks a lot, Vampire.
Thanks, Vampire.
I think Vampire and Pez Man are the same guy.
You do?
I think they are.
I think Vampire just likes to give people a hard time because he's, you know, an evil creature of the underworld.
I think Vampire and Pez Guy are the same guy. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And in Boston, Massachusetts. They tore down Boston Gardens. That's where the Celtics play.
Ooh.
Did you hear about that?
They tore down the old gardens. They rebuilt the gardens, brought over the parquet floor, so yeah.
And, you know, there's been rumors over the years that Boston Gardens would have, like, a poltergeist or a gremlin in it.
No, dude.
Plague.
A leprechaun.
A leprechaun?
A leprechaun, not a poltergeist or a gremlin. A leprechaun, it's a Celtics!
And evidently, they tore down this place, and when they tore it down, you know what they found in the rubble?
Oh, I don't know what they found.
Bones of a monkey. Okay. They found monkey bones. In Boston Garden.
Well, we all know the leprechaun bones and monkey bones are incredibly similar. It's probably a leprechaun.
So if anyone has any thoughts on why there's monkey bones or leprechaun bones in Boston Garden, give us a call. This is the Chris and Rob Sunshine Power Hour, 749-1444. Hello, Jim. You're using your car phone tonight?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, Jim?
I'm in Montford Heights right now.
Really?
Yeah.
You cruising for burgers?
Well, actually, I went for some pizza.
So what's on your mind, Jim?
Well, I heard that guy earlier talking about the cops giving him a hard time and romping all over his rights, and I had a similar experience.
No, Jim, not you. You're such a nice guy. You would never break the law, would you?
Never.
Testify, Jim. Let's hear it.
What'd you do?
Well, I was leaving a friend's house on a Tuesday night, and I had a couple friends with me, and a cop happened to pass by the driveway as we were pulling to the road, and he slows down and waits for us to come out onto the roadway to pull us over. And I said, what's the problem? He said, we got a black Geo Storm in the area for a braking and entering that I'm checking on. And I'm driving a white Geo Metro. And I said, okay, well, whatever. So he goes back, runs my plates, blah, 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 comes up and says, let me see your license and I'll let you go. I said, fine, what's going on, you know? He said, just, you know, nothing really. And then he gets all of us out of the car and without saying another word, starts going through everything in the car. And, of course, we happened to get in trouble for a little something that night, but it was weird because they trumped up the charges, and then the next day the public defender comes out and he says, do you do cocaine? I said, no. He says, all right, well, then they're going to drop the felony trafficking to a drug abuse. And I thought about fighting it because, you know, the cop never said anything. He never read my rights. I mean, it didn't matter what I would have said. He had his mindset that he was going to do something that night and make some money for the man. And, you know, I don't know what you guys think we can do about it, but this kind of stuff, you know, obviously is happening all the time, and I just don't know what we're going to do. It's coming to one thing or the other, either, like, absolute chaos and civil war, or we're going to have to, like, somehow domestically, like, civilly change things and, you know, clean out Washington and all that.
Slow down a minute, Jim. What's that? Hey, Jim, do you think any of your friends that night were holding, I mean, you know, cocaine?
No. I knew they weren't.
Where'd it come from? You're insinuating that it was planted, like that one. We had a caller earlier tonight that said they planted a marijuana cigarette in his car.
Well, no, it wasn't cocaine charges. But they, you know, the prosecutor, the public defender asked me if I did cocaine, and I said no. And then he said, okay, well, they're going to drop the felony then, because I had a clear record. And, you know, they wanted to make me a felon right away and get as much as they could out of it.
Well, what did they find when they searched your car illegally?
Hey, you haven't been exactly clear with us. We think you're hiding something, Jim.
Well, they found a little marijuana, but, you know, I mean...
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with a little nature's own, dude. Just a leafy green plant that God made for us all to enjoy, dude.
That's right. People don't understand, but anyway...
Was it the good stuff with, like, the crystals in it, with the big sticky red veins?
No, it wasn't that great.
Any bammies?
Matter of fact, what's funny, it was a different cop that took me up to the station, and it happened to be a friend of somebody that I hang out with, and he kept looking at the bag, and he kept looking back, and he says, you know what this is? I said, no. And he, you know, he looked like he had something on his mind, and I thought for a minute he was going to try to pull a little, I don't know, hustle bustle or something and let me off, but he knew the other cop had already busted me, so I don't know. I was talking to him about some other stuff that was going on, and I don't know. It's just, I'm sick of the, you know, the pathetic system that we live under. Government is out of control. It's a beast that needs to be chained and controlled by the people, and I'm, you know, we have a future to think about, and it's, what the hell are we going to do? And I was wondering what you guys thought.
Jim, do you think that you speak for the majority of people your age, or do you think you speak for the minority of people in your age group?
Well, most of the people I talk to agree with a lot of my points of view about things.
Yeah, but do you run with a certain crowd, if you know what I'm saying?
No, I have a fiance and a daughter, and I work 5-6 days a week, and I hardly ever go out, really.
Jim, you're driving around smoking pot, eating pizza. And do you think that people such as yourself will ever wield true political power in America?
Well, I think that enough of us are intelligent that it's going to have to happen sooner or later. And Bill Clinton, I thought at first, might have been the first hope of that, but he's just too much caught up in what he is, a politician.
Well, he's a big baby. I mean, he'll play on all these anti-drug fears. For some reason, you know, drugs... is the issue that's the big boogeyman in American society today, and if you even hint like your Jocelyn Elder said we should consider legalizing drugs, and she was crucified by the right-wing media.
Yep.
And the Newt Gingriches and the G. Gordon Liddy's and Rush Limbaughs that run this country.
Oh yeah, they won't even listen because I think they know the truth, and they say they don't know much about it, but there's so much propaganda and it's just a big cash cow, and I don't think that it's ever going to end with the, you know, things the way they go now, because they're not going to listen to sense.
Jim, don't even get us started on speeding tickets. Thanks a lot.
Have a good
one. We'll
talk
to you later.
Later on.
Drive carefully, Jim.
No problem.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Why are you talking like that? I'm Rob.
Because one of us has to have a good radio voice.
That wouldn't be you. 749-1444 is the phone number.
It would be you.
Big moron.